USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As Congress gets closer to another round of coronavirus aid, many say that the more help that lawmakers can give the economy, the better. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell thinks the economy would greatly welcome a package of aid as the country deals with a resurgence in coronavirus cases. He told reporters Wednesday that the economy should have a strong return in the second half of 2021, but that help will be needed to get through the next few months.
My expectation, and I think many people have the expectation, that the second half of next year should the economy should be performing strongly. We should be, we should be getting people back to work. Businesses should be reopening and that kind of thing. The issue is more the next 4 or 5 months, getting through the next 4, 5, 6 months. That is key. And you know, clearly there's going to be need for help there. And you know, my sense and hope is that we'll be getting that.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
California's governor is facing an effort to recall him. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
An organizer to recall California Governor Gavin Newsom attributes the effort's momentum not to any blue or red tide, but a citizen's tide based on the governor's hypocritical actions during the pandemic. Annie Dunsmore of Rescue California 2021 said Tuesday that the recall effort is a culmination of many missteps by Newsom. At this time, organizers say they have half of the 1.5 million signatures needed to put it on the ballot.
And the NFL is planning to invite healthcare workers to join them for Super Bowl 55. The game, scheduled for February 7th in Tampa Bay, will be played in front of healthcare workers who have received the COVID-19 vaccine. In a memo to the game's planning committee, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said he hopes that in some small way, this initiative will inspire our country and recognize these true American heroes as we look forward to a better and healthier year. The league has said it wants to get fans in the stadium for its championship game, but hasn't announced what an intended capacity will be. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
President Trump is reportedly considering asking for a special counsel to look into Hunter Biden's overseas business dealings, something that South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham completely agrees with. He told reporters Wednesday that there are many legitimate questions regarding the president-elect's family and conflicts of interest that need answers.
If you believe a special counsel is needed to look at the Trump world regarding Russia, how can you say that there's no need for a special counsel regarding Hunter Biden? It's just not the allegation of tax evasion, which is being looked at, and he's presumed innocent. But his business dealings, these emails about setting up an office and giving the key to the vice president, Joe Biden, and his uncle, I don't know if that's accurate or not, but how far integrated into the Ukrainian economy did Hunter Biden get when he was on the board of Burisma? Somebody needs to look at his time on the board of Burisma. Somebody needs to look at his business dealings regarding China to see if any crimes were committed. But mainly, I think, that to see what kind of conflicts, if any, the Biden administration may have.
And Representative Joe Wilson announced Wednesday that he tested positive for the coronavirus just hours after speaking on the House floor on a proposed stimulus bill. The South Carolina Republican says he will follow his doctor's advice and quarantine through the Christmas holiday. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.